Today, we're looking at gun culture. It's polarizing, political. After countless media stories, you may have already made up your mind how you feel about guns in society. But we wanted to go beyond the canned rhetoric and assumptions to get to know gun owners. And we're going to start the show in one of the places where we find them. It's the answer to this week's Audiograph Mystery Sound. KLW's Lisa Carmack takes us to the range.
Nice shot.
Can you introduce yourself to me and tell me where we are?
Mike Miller, you're at the Pacific Rod and Gun Club at Lake Merced. This facility opened in 1929. We shoot trap, we shoot skeet, we shoot Olympic skeet. We have a .22 rifle range, also an Olympic sport.
So what does that, the word skeet, imply?
I'll defer to my...
I'm not sure. It goes way, way back to probably the 19-teens.
This is Gene Bogato.
But skeet was shot, was more popular at one time here in the United States before trap was. In fact, here at the Pacific Rod and Gun Club, they used to have big tournaments like the Western Open, which was front page news in the sporting green back in the 40s and 50s. Of course, that's before you had the 49ers and the Giants move west and all that. But you had some very big tournaments here.
You'd be amazed to know who's shot here.
Lots of famous people.
Bing Crosby. Errol Flynn.
Hold.
Got the beak on that one.
So how long have you been shooting here?
Hold.
Since I was 9 years old.
How old?
51 years.
You started shooting when you were 9 years old?
My family's from Montana and Minnesota. In fact, my family was, on my dad's side, we were one of the 25... founding families of Montana.
So can you describe what you're shooting at?
These are biodegradable clay targets. This is basically imitating upland game birds like pheasant and quail when they pop up out of the bush.
So what do you get out of shooting?
You become accurate when you're shooting live game, like when you go duck hunting.
So
it's just a lot of fun. Good camaraderie. Sorry about that late pull. It's a lot of fun. I bring my daughter out here.
What's your favorite sound here?
My favorite sound?
Your favorite sound.
That's a hard one to answer. Probably the sigh of joy when my daughter hits her targets.
Is it my turn?
Put your weight on your front foot.
Watch me, okay? Left knee bent into the gun like this. I mean, up on the stock with your right index finger pointing along the barrel.
Okay.
Now, taking the safety off, you're ready to go. Hold it over that post and then call for your target.
Okay.
Go.
Pull.
You almost had it.
That's close.
You almost had it.
Yeah.
Pull.
Yeah!
I had no idea I had it in my hand. Wasn't that easy?
No, that was not easy.
I get to do it again.
But it was fun, right?
That was really fun.
Do it one more time.
All right. One more time?
I won't forget.
Pistol shots. The Pacific Rod and Gun Club is slated for closure at the end of this year. Its landlord, the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, has plans to do environmental cleanup of the site on the shores of Lake Merced. Club members hope to find a compromise that will keep the range open. A couple of you knew that came from San Francisco's Pacific Rod and Gun Club, but our winner today is Ward Evans. Congratulations, Ward. You are getting a KALW t-shirt.
Here they come. Survivor.